Welcome to the Simple Faith Podcast from the Faith Formation Department at St. Catherine of Siena Church in Austin, Texas. This year, our faith formation theme for families, children, and youth is inspired by Pope Francis's formal institution of the ministry of lay catechist. As we know, parents are the first teachers of the faith to their children. So for this reason, our theme this year is The Faith Received, The Faith Shared. The title of today's podcast is They Have Received Their Reward. They have received their reward. Three times in the Gospel from Ash Wednesday, Jesus says, they have received their reward. This Lent, what would be our greatest reward? Would it be to successfully give up something for 40 days? Would it be to pray a prayer for 40 days? Would it be to have others look to us as an example of holiness? If our greatest reward this Lent will be something we did, something we achieved, or something we accomplished, then we will fail. At the end of the Lenten season, we will celebrate the self-giving death of Jesus, how he turned over his life freely to God. Every person healed, every life raised from the dead, every meal blessed, every sight regained, every heart touched or mind opened was just a prelude, a stepping stone, a moment in time on a journey, just a glimpse of what God was up to. At the end of his earthly life, Jesus didn't stand up and say, "Look what I have done. Look what I have accomplished. Look how far I've come." At the end of his life, Jesus opened wide his arms and let go. In the most heart-wrenching and magnificent trust fall of all time, Jesus let go of everything he held on to and fell backward into the arms of God. The self-emptying of Jesus wasn't the goal. His death wasn't the reward. Allowing God to fill him completely was the goal, and being filled and fully embraced by God was the reward. The Book of Wisdom tells us, "The souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. They seemed in the view of the foolish to be dead, and their passing away was thought an affliction, and their going forth from us utter destruction. But they are in peace, for if to others indeed they seem punished, yet is their hope full of immortality." What would it take for us to let go and fall backward into the loving arms of God this Lent? It isn't something for which we can strive. It can't be earned. The hard work needed to earn this reward is deceptively simple. It lies in letting go. We learn to let go of our self-protective attachment to earthly wealth and power through almsgiving. We learn to love God and each other, especially our enemies, through our Lenten prayer practices. And we learn to empty ourselves of ourselves in order to be filled with God by deepening our practice of fasting during Lent. The reward won't be what we did for Lent. The reward will be how much we let go of this Lent. Like the acrobat who must let go of one trapeze if she wants to fly through the air and be caught by the arms of her partner, we have to let go. It is the great paradox of our Catholic faith. The reward we seek comes only through losing, through letting go. Being regarded as better than all others has no place in our lives with God, but rather, as St. Francis of Assisi tells us, it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. May we all receive the grace to die to ourselves this Lent, to become empty that we may be filled, that we may be born to eternal life. That will be our reward.